我们一起祷告。
Let's pray。
天父的主，上帝，我们用欢喜感谢的心到你的面前来敬拜你。
Our loving Father, we come to before you with thankful heart to worship you。
主你的圣灵来开启我们心灵的目睭，来了解主你话语中的奥妙。
May your Spirit open the eye of our hearts so we can understand the mystery of your word。
祈祷靠主的圣名。
Pray this in Jesus' name。
Amen。今天这个讲到对白是三步进两步退。
Today the sermon title is Three Steps Forward and Two Steps Backward。
咱伫遮唔是要来上跳舞课，来学舞步三步进两步退。
We're not here for a dance class。
耶稣是上帝，道成肉体，到伫这世间来出世。
Jesus is God in the form of flesh, born to this world。
耶稣30岁，伊是出来传上帝国的福音。
He was 30 years old when he started preaching the gospel。
当耶稣出来开始传道的时阵，伊来呼召10级的学生来跟随伊3年久。
And he called 12 disciples to follow him for 3 years when he started preaching。
伫美国遮，如果有人要回应上帝的呼召来献身做传道。
And today, if someone wants to answer God's calling to become a preacher。
一般的过程就是大学毕业了后进入神学院，受3年的神学训练。
Typically after undergrad, they will receive 3 years of seminary training。
我想神学院3年训练是学耶稣来呼召学生，甲因训练3年的模式。
I think the 3 years of seminary training is modeling after Jesus calling his disciples to train for 3 years.
When
And after the 12 disciples followed Jesus for 3 years, in Luke 22, we learned about the most critical moment toward the end. So those when Jesus is about to be betrayed by Judah and about to be crucified. So that last week before crucifixion was almost like a final exam to his disciples. In verses 31 through 34, specifically talks about the relationship between disciple Peter and Jesus.
使徒彼得在十二个门徒中间，会使咧讲是上活动的一个门徒。
Apostle Peter was probably the most active among the 12 disciples.
在马太14章来记载一个故事，讲有一摆耶稣的学生来渡船，拄到这个强烈的暴风，所以规暗拢伫水面，甲这个大风底下咧奋斗。
And in Matthew 14, we read about once the 12 disciples were crossing the sea and they encountered a really strong storm. And all night they were wrestling against the wind.
到差不多天要光的时阵，耶稣在水面在行，要来往门徒的所在。
And the sun was about to come up and Jesus started walking on water toward them.
起先门徒看到的时阵，就是讲，因那阵看到鬼咧。
The first disciples, they screamed because they thought they saw a ghost.
所以大家底下就随化起来，但是耶稣底下甲因讲是我，你唔免惊，请放心。
But Jesus then reassured them to tell them not to be afraid. It was him.
当因认出是耶稣的时阵，马太14章28节，彼得讲：主，如果是你，请叫我对水面行到你遐去。
And after they recognized Jesus in Matthew 14:28, Peter replied, Lord, if it's you, tell me to come to you on the water.
29节耶稣讲，你来吧。彼得就对船落去，在水面行，要到耶稣遐去。
In verse 29, Jesus said, Come. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus.
彼得开始在水面行的时阵，第30节底下讲， 只因看见风真大，就惊吓，要沉落去，就喊讲：主啊，救我！
But when Peter saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me!
啊，主赶紧啊，伸出伊的手，甲伊救起来，无伊沉落去。
And Jesus quickly grabbed his hand so he didn't sink.
彼得伫水面咧行路的时阵，看见风浪遐尼大，就惊吓，失去信心，就要沉落去。
And Peter saw the strong winds when he was walking on water, so he became afraid and was about to sink.
虽然是安尼，彼得仍然是门徒中最勇敢的一位。
But even then, Peter was still among the disciples the most courageous one.
伊的信心最坚强。
His faith was the strongest.
当门徒看到耶稣行在水面的时阵，除了彼得一个人以外，其他无一个人。敢对耶稣讲：“啊，请服我，啊，伫水面行到你遐去。”
Because when they saw Jesus walking on water, no one except Peter asked Jesus to let him come to you on the water.
无一个人敢讲跳落去水里行看卖啊。
No one other than Peter was willing to jump into the water to try to walk.
佮另外伫马太十六章记载，耶稣到底。撒加利亚菲律宾的进来的时阵，伊来问温度讲：“人讲人主是几岁？”意思讲，恁感觉讲我是什么人
？In Matthew 16, we read about Jesus visiting Philippi, and then he asked the disciples, "Who do people think the Son of Man is?"
马太十六章十六节，西门彼得回答讲：“你是基督，是因我上帝子。
”And in verse 16, Simon Peter answered, "You're the Messiah, the Son of the Living God."
十八节，耶稣对伊讲：“我跟你讲，你是彼得，是石板。啊，在这个石板顶，我要建立我的教会，甚至死亡的关系也会赢过伊。”
In verse 18, Jesus said, "And I tell you that you are Peter. On this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it."
使徒彼得告别对耶稣的信仰，伊就是基督是。
And Apostle Peter, he proclaimed his faith in Jesus that he's Christ and he's the Son of God. So Jesus told him that he's the rock and Jesus was going to build his faith on this rock.
以上者会来提起到彼得是耶稣门徒内面啊最勇敢、最活泼的信心的人。
And all these describes how active and how courageous Peter was in his faith.
并且伊对耶稣有正确的认识，知影讲伊就是要来到这个世界的救主弥赛亚。
And also Peter had an accurate understanding that Jesus was Christ. He came to this world as a savior.
虽然是安尼，在耶稣啊最后在这个世间啊传道最后一礼拜的来临，彼得却失败。
But even then, during Jesus' last week before crucifixion, Peter failed.
伊在耶稣受委屈面三拜不认主。
Denied Jesus was betrayed three times and denied Christ.
Peter 甲其他的门徒跟在耶稣三年的内面，咱会当看见着讲，伫因对耶稣的信心呢，啊，有时进，有时退。
We see that during those 3 years, Peter and the other disciples, sometimes their faith, sometimes they increase, sometimes they decrease.
但是因无放弃。
But they didn't give up.
除了犹大出卖。耶稣以外，其他这些门徒，因继续跟在耶稣来负起啊，宣扬耶稣基督福音的责任。
Other than Judah, everyone else continued to follow Jesus and carry on the Great Commission.
所以，咱对路加二十二章三十一到三十四节，咱来三步进两步退，来领受上帝话。
So from Luke 22 verses 31-34, let's understand, receive God's word.Three steps forward and two steps back.
第一，主的代祷。
First is the Lord's intercession.
主耶稣伫要出卖、受了审判，最后啊，要定十字架以前，对彼得讲，撒旦要试探伊，要破坏伊对主的信仰， 让伊离开放弃对耶稣基督的信心。
So before Jesus was about to be betrayed, arrested, and also crucified, he told Peter that Satan was going to test him to interrupt it, to break his faith in Christ so that he could give up his faith in Jesus Christ. But verse 32 tells us that Jesus, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail.
使徒彼得在军队耶稣的个人的中间，虽然表现真正活泼，啊，真正突出勇敢，但是伊的信心要软弱，要退步的时阵。
So even though the Apostle Peter was very active and outstanding and brave, at times his faith was weak.
啊，耶稣应允伊要退伊祈祷，让伊无失去对主的信心。
But Jesus promised him that he's going to pray for him so he doesn't lose the faith in Christ. And today, in the same way, the Lord, through the Holy Spirit, continues to intercede for us. Romans 8:26, in the same way the Spirit helps us in our weakness, we do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And during our weak moments, the Holy Spirit prays for us.
Grants
us strength, wisdom, and guidance to walk on the right path.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十九节，所以直接甲咱讲，唔通消灭圣灵的感动。
1 Thessalonians 5:19 tells us that do not quench the spirit。
咱来经常去辨别，啊，去知影上帝的心意。
We often need to discern what God's will is。
如果是对上帝来的感动，咱应该顺服。
If we know it's coming from God, we should obey and not quench the Holy Spirit. And a sign of a mature Christian is the ability to recognize what are good things and what are God things. What we see as good don't necessarily represent what God sees as good.
出来记记第二章十一节到十二节，安尼讲。后来摩西长大，伊出去到伊兄弟的所在，看因的动荡，啊，看见一个埃及人拍希伯来人，一个兄弟。伊左右观看，忽然就将埃及人拍死，藏伫土沙的内面。
The passage in Exodus 2:11-12 tells us that one day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were and watched them at their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people. Looking this way and that, and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand.
Moses 看见伊家己的百姓得受苦。
Moses, he saw his people suffering. He saw them that they were in bondage and under injustice, so he was angry. He decided to do something, but using his own ways. So he murdered the Egyptian. His motive was right, but his action was wrong. And after people found out about what he did, Moses ran away into the wilderness. And in the wilderness, God was preparing Moses to lead his people out of Egypt.
但是上帝用了四十年的时间来准备摩西会当来 到伫伊个面前来侍奉伊。
And that preparation took 40 years.
因为摩西完了英雄的错误，所以需要多等40年。
Because Moses made those mistakes, and that's why it required that additional 40 years.
伫民数记20章记载，摩西带领以色列百姓出埃及，后来到伫一个叫做神的旷野。
And in Numbers 20, it gave an account of Moses leading his people out of Egypt, and they came to this desert of Zin. And it's terrible to not have water to drink in the desert. So the Israelites started complaining to the leaders, Moses and Aaron.
民数记二十章第四节第五节安尼讲，啊，因对摩西甲亚伦安尼讲，恁为何啊将耶和华的会众领到这旷野啊，服软甲前世拢死伫这个所在呢？啊，恁啊为何逼阮出埃及，领阮到伫这个歹的所在？啊，这个所在不好建造。
So in verses 4 or 5, people were complaining to Moses and Aaron, why did you bring the Lord's community into this wilderness, that we and our livestock should die here? Why did you bring us out of Egypt to this terrible place? It has no grains or figs, grapevines or pomegranates, and there's no water to drink.
摩西甲亚伦就到伫上帝面前来祈求上帝来解决这个缺水的问题。
So Moses and Aaron came before God to seek God's to provide them a solution for this water problem.
第八章，啊，上帝对摩西讲：“你摕你的杆仔去，甲你的哥哥亚伦啊，聚集会众伫伊个面前欢呼就欢，发出水来。”啊，水就对酒碗流出来，和会众啊，甲因尽心同饮。
So in verse 8, God told Moses, "Take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. It will bring water out of the rock for the community, so they and their livestock can drink."
摩西就去拿伊这个咧饲羊迄个杆仔来。
So Moses went and took his staff.
十一节，安尼讲，摩西、亚伦就聚集会众到石盘前。摩西讲：“啊，恁这个背叛的人，听我讲，我为恁，把水对这个石盘流出来。”啊，摩西举手，用杆啊拍石盘两摆，就水流出来，会众甲众生拢通啉了。
So verse 10-11, he Moses.And Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, "Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water out of this rock?" Then Moses raised his arm and struck the rock twice with his staff. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. So let's pay attention to details here. So God told Moses to speak to the rock.
但是摩西因为受气百姓，因为安尼无用讲话来命令石盘，反倒啊受气底下来驾驶这个会众，然后用伊的这个杆啊底下来拍石盘两摆。
But Moses was so angry at his people that he didn't speak to the rock. He instead he reprimanded people and then struck the rock twice with his staff.
虽然摩西无听上帝话，讲用欢呼石盘对水出来，伊用手机拍两摆个石盘。虽然伊无顺咯，但是咱看讲，迄个水由原对石盘个顶面底来流出来。
So even though Moses didn't follow God's instructions, water still gushed out the rock.
但是这件代志，上帝无欢喜。
But God was not happy after this.
摩西个杆代表两种意义。
And Moses' staff represents two meanings.
第一就是伊肉身的工作，就是伊做一个牧者饲羊的人。
The first is it represents his physical work as a shepherd of sheep.
第二就是上帝用伊的迄个牧杖，这是伊熟练的工作，做一个百姓的牧者的角色。
The second meaning is that it represents his spiritual work as a shepherd of the people.
以前上帝吩咐摩西用伊的管啊，就干啊来安尼摸这个代志，啊摸这个物件，甚至就发生。
In prior times, when God asked Moses to touch different things with staff, and miracles would happen.
但是现在上帝爱只要来吩咐，安尼甚至就发生。
But in this specific moment, God only asked him to speak. And Moses made a terrible mistake. And he used his instrument with force to accomplish something for God.
伊用无正当不义的方法去取得上帝要爱伊公义的方法来去得到的物件。
And he tried to obtain things through an unrighteous manner.
伊用武力去解决问题。
He used force to solve the problem.
伊用家己的权威想要去解决问题。
And he tried to solve problems using his own authority.
这个无顺路，和摩西。地高未当进入应允之地。
And this disobedience caused Moses his right to see the promised land.
所以，这我咱真多爱提醒你，是不是捌啊？受试探，运用你的权力啊、技巧甲能力去逼代志发生，甚至是出自你的手气呢
？So this serves as a reminder for us. Have you ever experienced similar circumstances when you try to solve a problem using your own authority or ability?
上帝呼召咱用顺服的心智来去完成伊的旨意。
But God only asks us to obey to accomplish His will.
摩西用伊的血气去侍奉主。
And Moses served the Lord with his raw emotions.
伊的动机是对的，但是伊的方法是错误。
His motive is correct, was correct, but his action was wrong.
因为安尼，伊失去了上帝的祝福。
Because of that, he lost the blessing of God.
伊袂当来进入伊。
And he couldn't enter the promised land.
摩西错误呀，今仔日做咱伫属奉顶面的提醒。
And this also serves a reminder for us.
咱每日啊，即个灵修的生活，咱的属奉顶面主的圣灵啊，有缘继续为咱带到圣灵通过咱读圣经、祈祷、礼拜、等等即个聚会中间啊，对咱讲话。
So in our everyday lives and in our service to the Lord, God continues to pray for us. And that through His Holy Spirit, through our daily Bible reading and prayer and worship, God continues to speak to us. We should obey the touch of the Holy Spirit to follow God's will.
So we should be careful not to use our own way, but to use God's own way.来垂听主的意思，大家来照主的旨意来去行。
So we need to be careful not to approach things using our own methods, but instead listen and follow God.
咱感谢主，伫咱的教会、在执事会、啊修会，大家也时常拢用这种谦卑的心，直接来顺服上帝意思。唔忙，咱继续用这种的心来顺服主的意思，唔是咱的意思。
And we're thankful that in our board of deacon and also in our session that we always humble ourselves and listen. We pray that we'll continue to take this approach.
And
second is to admit our own weaknesses. When Jesus told Peter that he was going to encounter temptation from Satan, but Lord was going to pray for him.
Luke 22:33-34, Peter 讲主啊，我愿意啊甲你啊坐家啊一齐死。耶稣讲，彼得，我跟你讲，今仔日过也未提以前啊，你要三摆唔认我。
Go back to verses 33-34 in Luke 22. But he replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death.Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me. Peter, he did not admit that he was weak. He even said, under any kind of circumstance, he was going to be faithful and follow him. He was willing to go to prison, even to death with him. But then we saw that he overestimated himself. Before the rooster crowed three times he denied the Lord.
意思说他再三的失败了, it
means that he failed three times.
在我们熟练的路程里面,
in our spiritual journey, sometimes we're like Peter, we fail.
检查我们的信心冷淡了,
and maybe our faith gone cold.
但是我们不能放弃,
but we shouldn't give up.
当初彼得失败以前, 主特别来欢呼彼得说, 彼得来跟他说,
and just even right before Peter was going to deny him, Lord specially told Peter that he was going to pray for him.
相关今天主要借着他的圣灵推了每一个人来祷告,
and still in the same way, the Lord still prays for us through his Holy Spirit.
所以我们不能对主失去信心, 放弃我们的信心跟对主,
so we shouldn't lose our faith and the heart to love the Lord. There's a gentleman named Harlan. Lost his father at age 5 and didn't leave him any inheritance.
14岁时就退学没读书，去做一个农家农场的顾工。
Quit school at the age of 14 and became a farmhand.
但是不久以后就失去工作,
but soon after he lost his job.
后来去做电车的售票员，不久就被人革职。
Then he became a cashier at a train station, but he was fired very quickly.
16岁，伊谎报家父讲伊会离连，加入陆军，不久以后对陆军就被开除。
And at age 16, he lied about his age to join the army, but then he was kicked out very soon. And he went to Alabama to become a blacksmith, but that also didn't go well. So then he became a locomotive fireman, and he thought that it was going to be his final stable job, so he fell in love and got married. But then when his wife told him that she was pregnant that day, the same day he came home and to tell her that he got fired again.
几礼拜了，伊某就花都登去娘家，甲爸母住做伙。
A few weeks later, his wife moved back with her parents.
啊，伫美国经济大萧条的时阵，伊读这个法律函授学校，结果得到这个律师的执照做律师。
So during the Great Depression, he went to law school and got a lawyer license.
但是伫一摆的法庭的内面，却甲伊的这个。
But then one day he got into a fist fight with his own client in the courtroom, and therefore that ended his lawyer journey. And then he became a ferry captain, and after a few accidents, he also got fired.
后来伫一间加油站内面工作，甲同业的竞争啊，冤家啊，热情啊，这个啊，伤对方啊，嘛，互人激进。And
then he started working at a gas station, but then he got into a fight with the competitors and hurt someone with a gun.
伫哈伦一生的中间，一连串的失败。
His life was a series of failures.
伊最后伫肯塔基的一间餐厅做主厨。
And finally, he became a chef in a restaurant in Kentucky.
65岁时开始伊一个新的开始。
He had a new beginning at the age of 65.
等伊收到社会安全局寄来的第一张的社会安全金
And then he started his own business when he received a check of $105 from Social Security. And that business eventually became a chain store, and the governor of Kentucky gave him a title of Colonel.
Colonel Harlan Sanders, 就是出名的这个 Kentucky 德州, Kentucky 炸鸡的创始者。
Colonel Harlan Sanders was the founder of the famous Kentucky Fried Chicken.
他的企业在全球2万间分店, 在125个国家。
It became 20,000 stores across 125 countries.
Colonel Sanders 故事告诉咱讲， 要达到成功，也是成就，永远未上班。
The story of Colonel Sanders taught us that it's never too late to succeed.
换一句话来讲，咱时常太早就放弃了。
In different words, sometimes we always give up too soon.
无经验是无希望的。
So it taught us that no situation is beyond hope.
无罪是未当受救赎。
No sin is beyond redemption.
除非咱自己不转，
except when we give up ourselves.
无失败是最后的终局。
And that no failure is final.
彼得三次的失败，再三的失败。
And three times Peter failed.
主为着伊来祷告。
Jesus prayed for him.
一个失败，第二个爬起来。
So he stood up again.
伊知影伊自己的软弱。
And now he knew about his own weakness.
伊后来跟其他的学生伫五旬节圣灵降临，伫因的心中的心情，因就开了大大有主来做见证。
And then during Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended upon them, and then he was strengthened greatly.
Colonel Sanders, Colonel Sanders and Apostle Peter,
they didn't give up during their failures. And this inspires us. Inspires us that we shouldn't give up when we fail, that we should continue to rely on the strength of God, so that we could get back up and continue to walk the path that the Lord has prepared for us, that He gives us a new opportunity.
今仔日检查伫你嘅人生嘅中间拄着，到底差不多要放弃嘅时阵。
Maybe today you're at the moment when you're about to give up.
咱对Colonel Sanders书读彼得嘅心情来看到，咱家己软弱，但是咱唔通放弃，上帝将无放弃咱。
But from the stories of Colonel Sanders and Apostle Peter, we see that if we don't give up ourselves, God will never give up. And then we know that God is our ultimate reliance. Then if we just trust Him, we know that in our moments of weakness and failure, we know that the Holy Spirit continues to pray for us, and He's going to grant us strength to keep walking ahead.
最后彼此坚固信心。
And finally, to strengthen each other's faith.
主耶稣跟彼得讲，伊会退伊大道，所以因安尼彼得失败，伫失败的中间，因就靠主的稳定，搁一摆伫遐来徛起来。
So the Lord Jesus told Peter that he was going to pray for him, so Peter was able to get back up in God's grace.
主继续为着彼得来祈祷，罗马书22章30节，安尼讲：，等你回头以后，爱经过你的兄弟。
Then verse 32, we saw that Jesus instructed Peter that when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
耶稣吩咐彼得，等伊的信心搁再坚固起来的时阵，伊有责任。
So
So, 在那来坚固造就其他兄弟姊妹的信心。
Jesus told Peter that when he is able to solidify his own faith, he has a responsibility to strengthen other brothers and sisters.
咱今年教会主题就是在基督内面一齐长进。
And our TBC theme, this annual theme, is growing together in Christ.
咱个人在灵命的顶面来追求长进。
We should seek always seek improvement in our spiritual life.
出埃及记二十章记载上帝颁布十条诫的诫命，给以色列百姓。啊，摩西进前去接问上帝。
Exodus 20 gave an account of God giving his Ten Commandments to the people, and Moses himself went to the Lord.
在迄种的情况的中间，出埃及记二十章十八节安尼讲。啊！人民听见了雷弹甲角号的声音，看见了细那甲啊山里啊出现非常惊呀，吓的。
Verse 18 tells us, when the people saw the thunder and lightning and heard the trumpet and saw the mountain and smoke, they trembled with fear. They stay at a distance.
19节啊，因对摩西讲啊，请你不愿讲话，愿必。要听，啊，那是上帝不愿讲话，惊了我会死。
And continues in verse 19 and said to Moses, "Speak to us yourself, we'll listen, but do not have God speak to us, or we will die."
摩西问以色列百姓，解释讲恁不免惊。
But Moses explained to the Israelites, asking them not to be afraid.
意思就是上帝借着这个机会，要以色列民呢来经历跟上帝同在。
And that God, through this opportunity, was going to allow the people to experience His presence. So that they could always obey God. But still, the people remained in the distance while Moses approached the thick darkness where God was.
意思就是上帝临在的这个安尼啊雷公死呐，迄种的环境的中间。
And God was present in the midst of thunder and lightning and smoke.
啊，山里底来无烟啊，这些百姓惊呀去接近上帝。
The people were too scared to approach.
因远远底来徛的。
So they stood in a distance.
因无爱要啊亲自来面对上帝。
And they did not to face God directly.
因惊甲上帝讲话。
They were afraid to speak to God.
因爱摩西亲自甲上帝的接近，啊听上帝话，啊然后啊摩西才来啊将上帝话来甲因讲，啊因讲因必然会听。
So they, instead, they wanted Moses to go himself and then have Moses relay God's word to the people. And they said that they would be glad to hear from Moses. Why were the people so afraid of approaching God and instead only wanted to hear from Moses indirectly?
原因就是因惊未知。
The reason is because they're afraid of the uncertainty.
因惊甲上帝接近将发生什么代志。
They're afraid to find out what's going to happen when they approach God.
也是因惊上帝伫因的心中看见什么上帝无欢喜。
Maybe they're afraid that God was going to see something that God doesn't like on them.
因惊伫这个密云黑暗的背后的未知。
And they're afraid of the unknown beyond that thick darkness.
As
a matter of fact, we don't have to be afraid because God is a loving God. But even in the midst of the dark clouds and darkness, it was going to be a new stage of our relationship with God.
在上顶，咱听上帝话语，当然真要紧。
And this also signifies that it's important to listen to God's word.
但是相信咱亲身跟上帝接近也是非常要紧。
But it's also very important for us to be to personally get close to God.
咱来伫个人的信心的顶面来增进坚固。
And we need to continue to grow in our faith to strengthen.
然后也正如耶稣对彼得所吩咐的，咱来伫信心的顶面彼此的坚固，彼此的激励。
And then just like what Jesus instructed Peter, that we need to strengthen and encourage one another.
咱现在开车旅行真方便。
Now when we travel by car, it's really convenient.
咱要到伫亲属的这个城市的所在去，还是讲唔捌去的这个地点？咱拢会当将事先要去的这个地址来输入伫这个卫星导航系统的内面。
We can rely on GPS whenever we're visiting foreign cities or different areas.
咱有一个 GPS 的卫星导航系统呢，出门咱感觉真放心。
And we have peace of mind when we have GPS.
但是有时咱爱真注意，这个 GPS 嘛，袂当讲完全的信任，有当时把咱带到一个 dead end 的死路去。
But sometimes we also need to be careful because GPS is not always accurate. Sometimes brings us to a dead end.
咱发现就讲，当咱照着迄个卫星导航系统啊，行伫正确的道路的顶面的时阵呢 ，GPS 呢，拢
And we've also noticed that whenever we're on the right track, the GPS doesn't make any announcements.
咱真唔盲讲，当咱行伫正确的道路的时阵哦 ，GPS 哦会当甲咱讲，哎，你开车开了真好呢，哎，继续行，啊，你行伫对的道路顶面。
Maybe we wish that sometimes when we're on the right way, the GPS will tell us that we're doing good, keep going, and we're on the right track.
当咱开车开啊真好势时，伊无对啊，发生哎 ，good job。
Yeah, tell us good job。
啊，伊一点啊都无侮辱，底下无夸奖啊，你开的正当的道路，对面一直开车技术真好呢。
And GPS is not designed to give you praise and tell you that you drive really well。
但是当咱伫这个交流道的顶面底下来啊，即个。接了错误的方向，也是公路，也是伫一般道路的顶面，咱迄个安尼，转了唔对的街路的时阵 ，GPS 是讲话了。
But whenever we make a wrong turn, GPS will say something.
重新布置。
Will say recalculating.
可能的时阵马上回转。
Or maybe will say whenever possible, make a U-turn.
在咱家庭的生活，在咱事业顶面，真要紧。咱所爱学习的，唔是亲像 GPS 一样，就是当发现了错误时才讲话。
But in our lives and in our daily lives and our service, one thing we need to learn is not to do what the GPS says.
当然发现错误，随时改正过来，这是对的。亲像 GPS 功能之一。
And not to follow GPS, only say something when something is wrong, but although it's still the right thing to do.
但是另外，在家庭生活顶面，在教会集体生活的属奉顶面，彼此的鼓励也非常要紧。
But in our daily lives and also our service in church, encouraging one another is also very important.
咱在家庭生活时，不是只有看见到囡仔错误的时，就随底下来处罚。
In our family lives, we don't just point out the mistakes our children are making.
那是平常生活顶面安怎样来鼓励咱的囡仔。
But we should also focus on how can we give him more praise and encouragement.
在过去一礼拜久的中间，你捌偌济人来讲起俄罗鼓励话呢
？Let's just think. In the past week, how many times have you given someone else praise or encouragement?
在顶拜。是甚物时阵，你五人来讲了鼓励阿罗的话呢
？How long ago was the last time that you gave someone a word of encouragement and praise？
咱爱注意咱的言语。
And we need to pay attention to what we speak。
又说出第四章二十九节，安尼讲，唔通伫言语顶面伤害别人，只要讲帮助人、造就人的话，互听见的人得好处。
In Ephesians 4:29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, so that you may benefit those who listen.
箴言12:18 出言无小心不慎，亲像雷电伤人。言语明智，如这是良药，就是真好。这个医治人的好药。
Proverbs 12:18, the words of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing.
在咱信心的路程的中间，检查咱有时三步进两步。
In our spiritual journey, maybe sometimes we take 3 steps forward and 2 steps backward.
但是至少咱进一步。
But at least we're plus one.
但是检查有时咱发倒转，进两步退三步。
But sometimes it's the other way. Sometimes we move forward 2 steps and take 3 steps back.
因为安尼，互咱伤心失志。
And we get discouraged.
但是咱的信心的顶面需要彼此的坚固。
But in faith, we need to strengthen one another.
彼此的鼓励，彼此的造就。
Encourage and construct one another.
因为安尼，咱就好做得到长进。
So that we could grow together.
所以，咱对今仔日的经文内面三步进两步退，咱知影主时常替咱的带动。
So in the scripture today, we learn that the Lord is always praying for us.
咱中间也真要紧，大家彼此的带动。
It's also important for us to pray for one another.
在属灵的顶面，咱也爱承认咱的软弱。
In our spirituality, we also need to admit our own, recognize our own weaknesses.
咱求主不时来坚强咱的信心。
And pray for the Lord to continue to strengthen our faith.
彼此大家在信仰顶面、在属灵顶面，大家三个的。
And so we can also encourage one another.
然后安尼，咱的信心啊，继续增进、逐进。
So that we can continue to grow in faith.
大家上加祈祷。
Let's pray.
至圣父上帝，我们感谢你，来稳定在阮身上，和阮来认捌你。
Our Holy Father, we thank you for your grace, so that we can get to know you.
在阮信心的路程中间，检查阮有时进，也有时退。
In our journey of faith, sometimes we move forward, sometimes we move backward.
我那知影你圣灵替阮带动。
We also know that your Spirit prays for us.
真要紧，也互阮大家也彼此扶持、彼此带动、彼此鼓励。
It's also important for us to support and pray and also encourage one another.
阮伫信心的顶面得到增进。
So that we could grow in faith.
伫属灵顶面得到开拓。
So that we could have strength in our service.
在属灵顶面充满主你的喜乐。
So that we be filled with joy when we serve you.
啊，恳求主你帮助带领，让阮的教会整个大家伫遮，正做一个真水的团队，继续伫你的面前来属你。
We pray that you continue to lead us, so we can work together as a beautiful team to continue to serve you.
啊，伫阮兄弟姊妹中间，啊，伫暑期时常做做人出外旅行，主你各所在甲别人同在。
We also pray for our brothers and sisters who are traveling that you be with them.
在阮的集体中间，有真侪阮的兄弟姊妹、啊亲人啊，拄着辛苦的病痛，软弱，主你的亲自扶持带领。
We also pray for our church body, for our brothers and sisters who are in need of health. We pray for your healing.
啊，恳求主你来帮助带领，互阮继续。啊！在你的面前，伫遮真心来侍奉、来荣耀你。
We also pray for your guidance so that we could serve you with our whole heart.
将主你的平安稳定、舒适地带人的心中。
And grant us your peace and blessing.
祈祷靠主圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.